Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out our blog and the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base. You got 5 seconds. We got something there for you. You can read or listen to. You got 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something you can do there. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take our portion also, which is right there on the homepage. And this week it's about your website. We'd like to know a little bit about your website. So check it out when you get a chance. Giovanni Cortolo has deposited a very impressive body of work with us over the years. He's the VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's the guy fighting hard for you up there in Washington, D.C. Giovanni, recently, last week I guess it was, the president signed into law the Small Business Something or Other and Jobs Bill, which folks, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, don't pay attention to the titles. Those titles are baloney, aren't they? Aren't they, Giovanni?
Absolutely. And you know, the administration and Congress said it was the most monumental small business bill passed in a decade. Now, I mean, that's...
What is in the bill for small businesses? Is there anything in there?
Certainly, it's going to help some small businesses. I don't want to be so negative saying that this isn't going to help anybody, because it will help some small businesses. But it misses the mark. It has, for instance, you hear the president touting about capital gains. This will have 100% exclusion for all small business capital gains. Well, 99% of small businesses can't use this.
They don't have capital gains.
No. Well, the capital gains...
Most of the income... Go ahead.
The capital gains they're interested in is the one that expires January.
Right.
That's the one they're interested in, not this narrow provision.
Our tax rates are going to go up January 1.
Absolutely. It has this cell phone provision where it delists it. So, in other words, you can't, you don't have to segregate your personal and business calls. Oh, by the way, who does that? I mean, IRS doesn't enforce it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like giving you the sleeves off your vest.
Mm-hmm.
It has a number of provisions, trade provisions that are kind of helpful, but they're all government-based.
Mm-hmm.
And they have three trade deals on the table that they haven't passed. So, I mean, they missed the mark every single time.
Well, this is what I was talking about earlier when I said that they either do things that frighten us, make us feel uncertain or troubled about their attitude about small business, and then when they actually do something that focuses on us, it's ham-fisted. It's completely sophomoric at best, and it's actually disingenuous at worst.
Oh, absolutely. They tout this $30 billion loan fund like it's going to open the floodgates to small business. Well, guess what? Banks have plenty of money to lend. It's
yep.
not a question of them having the money to lend. It's their willingness to lend it to small business.
Well, it's also an issue of small business owners are not asking them for loans. Our own polling, Giovanni, from our website and from our newsletter, indicates that most business owners are not interested in borrowing money from a bank. Deleveraging right now, and there's plenty of supply and not enough demand, and the president putting $30 billion into that pot is not going to get people to borrow more money.
No, and that's a good point there. The demand is down, and where there is demand needed, it's the willingness to lend, and this is done in the shadow of a financial regulatory reform bill, which will only make it harder for small businesses to borrow money.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the regulators putting the pressure on banks, and you can talk to a lot of small business owners that are trying to get loans, and it's not a question of the banks having money. It's a question of the regulators telling them their exposure to real estate deals and things
well,
like that.
Well, and regulators were already jerking most of the chains of small banks. independent
That's
banks
correct.
Especially. They were already in their chains to a great degree. And now with the new FinReg and with this, just the general overall attitude toward bank practice, this is increasing the pressure on banks to on their underwriting policies.
Right, scrutiny is just heavy on the backs of banks, and given the fact that the regulatory reform bill has 400 or 500 regulations that's mandated. Small bank going to cope with that?
Right, right. What do you think is going to happen on November 2nd after that? What do you think is going to happen then?
Well, I think we're going to have an outpouring of voters, especially small businesses. And our polls show that small businesses are more likely to go out than the general public.
Mm-hmm. How do you think that it's going to happen? On this show almost 2 weeks ago, Steve Forbes predicted that the Republicans would take the House and the Senate.
What do your polls show? Well, we haven't done polling there. We leave that to the pollsters at the chamber where we don't have those crystal balls, but we're certainly looking forward to a more pro-business Congress, that has a more focused eye on businesses, especially small businesses.
One of the things about it, regardless of what else you can say about any of this, Giovanni, the best jobs come from businesses. The best, the most valuable long-term jobs for the economy, for all the way around, comes from a business, and not from government. So when you're anti-business, then you're, in my opinion, you're anti-economy, frankly, anti-American. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. When we come back with Giovanni Cortolo, I want him to talk to us about the health care bill. What's the future of the health care bill? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.